Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bechayres, Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Halekeach Behema Min Hanachri. This person bought a behema from someone who's not Jewish. And it gave birth to a male child. My problem is it the first baby or not? Is it a Bechar or is it not a Bechar? I don't know. Like the Mishnah explains, V'ein Yedua, it's not known, if this behema, this mother behema, Bichra, already had a child by the Nachri, and therefore this baby that's born is not a Bechar, V'im Loi Bichra, or it never had a child by the Nachri, and therefore the baby that is born is a Bechar. Zok the Mishnah, here's the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Eiz Bas Shinasa, if this mother goat, he bought a goat, the mother, and it gave birth within its first year. It's not even a year old yet. So the child, Vadai, for sure is a Bechar, and therefore the Kohen belongs to the Kohen. Because we know it couldn't have had a baby beforehand. But if the mother goat gave birth Mikam ve'elech after it was a year old, so as far as the baby that is born, Safik, it's like a Safik Bechar. Maybe it's the second baby that was born to the mother. What do I do with the Safik Bechar? It has to graze until it gets a mum, and then the Bialim can eat it. He doesn't have to give it to the Kayan. If it's a Safik Peter Chamar, you have to separate a Tle, but it belongs to the Bialim. Vaitra says, the Mishnah, Rachel Bas Shnayim, let's say the mother is a sheep, and it's a sheep within its second year of life. The child is Vadai a Pchar, and Lekayin, therefore, it for sure goes to a Kayin. But, Mikam ve'elech, after it's 2 years old, Safik, so it's a Safik Bechar, Para, in the case of a cow, v'chamar, or a donkey, Benois Shalish, whatever was born within their third year, in other words, it's within 3 years, it's not a full 3 years old yet, not the Para, not the Chamar, in that case, Vade for sure the kohen belongs to the kohen. Mikan v'yelach, but if it's already 3 years old, if this para or chamar that I bought from the Nachri is after its third birthday, then the baby that's born is a Safik Bechar. Amalai Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu, if this were true, that Bivlad Bilvad HaBehema Nefteris, then all we have to know is whether the behema had a child or not. That's what tells us that from this point and on, any behema that's born is pater and b'chayra. Sayikid v'recha, you'd be right. And la'omru, but Chazal say differently. A behema doesn't have to have a baby to become pater and b'chayra. Even if it had a miscarriage or part of a baby. In other words, let's say the behema was too young, taka, to have a full, regular, live baby. But something was there, something came out of it. A baby that started to form, it was never completed. That would also patter the next child from being a Bechar. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yishmael, yeah, you're making a very good cheshbon. Certain animals could only have a baby if they're a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, but it doesn't have to have a baby. It could have had a miscarriage beforehand. And the next one would be patter on Bechar. Miscarriage means when a baby comes out, but it's not a full baby yet. And Mamela, all your simanim by these different behemoths, depending on the age, doesn't really work for us. So it's true. A goat, let's say, a mother goat, within its first year could have only had one baby, one live baby, but it could have had a miscarriage beforehand. And the same is true for the sheep within its second year, or the parah and chamar within its third year. So again, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu bilvad bilvad, if it has to be mamish, a live child, that's the only thing. A behemoth of terrace that patters the behemoth. They would say, oh, after it had a live baby or a full-term baby, then we say the next baby's not a bechar. So hayikid v'recha, you'd be right. Then these simonim would work. All I have to do is look at the age of the respective animals. Ela amru, but they said that simon ha vlad bebehemoth, what's considered enough of a vlad. Bebehemadaka, let's say for behemadaka. Behemadaka means small behemoths, a goat, a sheep, is tinuf. Tinuf means something that, like, something came out of the animal. Some type of a discharge. It's like bubbles of blood. Now you have to show it. to a roya chacham, chacham that knows, works with animals, understands these things, and he'll be able to say, oh, this was the beginning of a baby. Now that could have happened even within its first year, and afterwards the behemoth had a full life-term baby. So there's no raya that the second baby is a pchar, uvagasa, in regard to a large animal like a cow or a donkey, where it would be negeya the halachis of bechaira, shilya. So it has to be more than that. It has to be like this bag-like thing that comes out of the animal. That's the sack that the baby is inside. So we don't see the baby, but it's enough to say there was something here. And mamela, the next animal that's born, is not a bchar, even if the next animal is a live baby. Ubi isha, and by a human, by a lady, what's the simon to know that this is considered a baby, even though it's not a live baby, but the next child is not going to be a bchar? So it's shafir, the shilya. In addition to the shilya, it has to be shafir. Shafir is some type of thin skin. Shafir says about tenura, it has to be a tsura. You see a baby started to form. So in addition to the shilya, the sack, there also has to be a shafir. Either way, you don't need a live baby to say that the next one is not a bchar. So what are all these ages that Rabbi Shmuel is referring to? What does it help us over here? Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Zeha Klal, this is the rule. In regard to a behemoth that gave birth to a zachar while it was in the Rishus of Yisrael, Kal Shiyadu, if you know for a fact that it had a baby beforehand, before the Yid bought it, Ein Kan L'Kayin Klum, then the Kayin has nothing over here. The Chal, and if I know for a fact, Shaloi Bichra, that it didn't have a baby beforehand, Harezeh L'Kayin, so the first baby that was born in the Rishus of the Yisrael is a regular Pchar, for sure belongs to the Kayin. V'yim Safik, if I don't know, then Yachol B'mumay L'Bailim, and the Bailim don't have to give it to a Kayin, but he has to treat it like a Safik Bechar. You have to wait for it to get a Mum, and only then could he eat it. He doesn't have to give it to the Kayin, because the Kayin has to prove that he's mechuyev to give it to him. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Imre Behema Gasa. If you have a Behema Gasa, again, Behema Gasa, literally a large Behema, a cow or a donkey, that never gave birth. Shashafa Chararas Dam. Suddenly this like piece of blood, it looks like a cracker, that's how we're calling it Charara, a piece of dry blood came out of it. Herei Zu tikaver. This piece should be buried, like the din of a bchar that died. The niftera min a bchar, and the next baby that's born to this cow or donkey is pater on bchar, because I assume that that piece was an undeveloped baby. Something happened to it. Now that explains about tenura, is one of the reasons that we bury it. We want the people to say, oh, why is he burying it? Oh, because that first piece was a bchar. So therefore, they'll realize, they'll understand that the baby that's born afterwards is no longer a bchar. Says the Batanur that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva and like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, if someone purchases a behema from a Neved Kechavim, he does not know if it already had a behema or not. Rabbi Shmuel says, look at the age of the behema. It'll tell you if this is the firstborn live animal or not. If the mother is a goat within its first year and it gave birth to a baby, we know for sure it could have not had another live baby before this one. A sheep within its second year for sure goes to the Kayin. A par and a chamar within its third year. From this point and on, if it's older than that, it could be this is the second baby. Says Rabbi Kiva, what you're saying, the facts are true. This would have had to have been the first live baby, but it doesn't take a live baby to be born beforehand to say that this one is pater. It could have just been a miscarriage, and that could happen before these ages. By a behema daka, if there's just tinif, this discharge of blood, that's really a baby that started, was never created, but it's enough to say the baby afterwards is not a bchar. By a behema gasa, it has to be the sack, you have to see the shilya. By an isha, it has to be like, you have to see something started to form, plus the shilya, but it doesn't have to be a live baby beforehand. So therefore, this is the rule. You buy a behema from a nachri. If you know for a fact it already had a behema, so fine, the second one is not a bchar. If you know for a fact that it didn't, so it is a bchar, it goes to the kayin. And if you don't know, it's a safik. And what's done with a safik bchar? The bailim have to wait for it to get a mun, and then they can shecht it and eat it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov added, if you have a behema gasa, that suddenly this like cracker-like dried piece of blood came out of it. It's buried to show us that that's considered an unborn baby. And we want people to understand that. So that the baby that's born afterwards, they're going to understand is Pater Am Chayra because something already came out of the animal beforehand, even though it wasn't mamish, a live baby, but it was enough to pater it on B'chayra.